friends are here again. Ain't felt like this since I don't know when. Baby's coming in on the 12:10. Happy times are here again. Well, I'm like a bird in the morning sun. I'm like a bee in a honeycomb. I'm like a boy on a Christmas morn. Till dawn, hugs and kisses from now on. Happy times are here again. Happy times are here again. Ain't felt like this since I don't know when. Baby's coming in on the 12:10. Happy times are here again. Gonna dance a jig all over the place. Happy times are here again. Happy times are here again. Ain't felt like this since I don't know when. Baby's coming in on the 12:10. Happy times are here again. Happy times are here again.
Sportsy talking time here in where we are, Jersey City, New Jersey,
just a little bit west of New York.
Just a little bit.
I'm Jim the Poet.
I'm Bronwyn C. We are the most trusted team in sports talk radio today, and we are here with you until 7 p.m. tonight, taking your phone calls about sportsy things.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Please dial carefully. And deliberately.
Dial carefully. Oh, my God. So many sportsies. So many sportsy things to discuss. I guess first I want to apologize to the listener who won the tickets last week, because we never did manage to reach him to tell him the name of the venue.
Oops.
We tried. I tried everything. I bothered. I spammed everybody on the staff here, and I wrote to the
an emergency text last Tuesday that said, Jim, where's that piece of paper from? And
yeah,
like,
and
Jim,
like,
where's that piece of paper is like, I
don't know.
Throw
I know.
Away.
We wrote down the guy's information. Although I remembered his name, and I did put him on the list. But he wanted us to get back to him and tell him,
oops,
you know, where the venue was. But it was an interesting event. I was a panelist at a presentation on bioethics and sports.
That sounds fascinating.
It sounds great, right? And
there's nothing quite like a panel discussion.
I know, that starts off with a 30-minute PowerPoint. Well, you could buy beer there. Yeah.
You could buy beer there?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't give it to you.
Oh, you don't get free beer just
no.
for...
No, I had to buy my beer.
Showing up or whatever?
No, you have to buy a ticket to get in, and you had to, like, you know, buy your booze and stuff.
What? You didn't even get free booze for this gig?
No.
Don't they know who you are?
No, in fact, they didn't know who I was. They thought they had somebody from the Fordham radio station. The woman actually was kind of like...
The Fordham radio station.
Yeah, the woman who organized it, Professor Yuko, is a bioethics professor at Fordham University.
Okay.
And she at one point said something like, well, WFMU, that's Fordham. And I was like, no.
No. Not, no. Unless, not unless it's been a hostile takeover.
No. Well, you know, no. No, it's not.
I think
they didn't know who I was. But it was fine. I just, you know, blathered for like 10 minutes and it was fine.
It sounds amazing.
It was fine. It was actually kind of fun, depending on your definition of fun.
Fun? That sounds like fun with a... Like
fun.
Two question marks after it.
It was okay. I like to do things that I haven't ever done before, except when it comes to, you know, sexual things, which I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything.
I want to just do the standard stuff.
I just want to do that one thing.
I don't
want to try
the same thing. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't want to do anything.
Whatever that was.
No new things.
No.
Yeah. No. None for me.
No.
But other things in life, I like to, you know, I'm very experimental, and it was interesting to go to Astoria, Queens. I hadn't been there in a long while, and it was interesting to meet the people and see what, you know. I mean, people came out for this. It was like the coldest Wednesday night of the year so far. Last
and yet
Wednesday
they were
night.
There.
People were there. To see you,
no doubt.
No, I don't think they... Clearly not. No, clearly no one had any idea who I was, and that was fine. That was just fine. That was fine. And they still don't, because the slide she was supposed to put up with the contact info didn't happen somehow, so... So they still don't know. No one who was there is listening to this show now, so I can just say. But I was glad I got to go. I was pleased to be asked.
Yeah.
I was glad I got to go. It was a thing. Sluggo came down and, you know, was there with me, and, you know, it was a thing happened, you know, and then we went home. It was fine.
Okay.
It was fine. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone who was...
Should we have a boozy panel down in Monty Hall someday?
Oh, yeah, we could have a panel.
Like a drunk panel?
Could we?
Sure.
We could have, like, a drinking game panel? Like some kind of
sports... I mean, would people
game?
Come to a panel?
Well, they came to that one. I mean, you know, probably not.
They might come.
They might. I mean, if it involved free booze.
Free booze? We could get free booze.
Do we have to get a sponsor or something?
Maybe.
I don't know how that would work. I don't know. We didn't get tickets. The other thing we didn't have happen was that we didn't get tickets to the bull
riding. We interviewed world champion bull rider J.B. Mooney,
mm-hmm.
who came in fifth over the weekend at Madison Square Garden's PBR. Yeah, it was a Brazilian sweep.
What?
Paulo Lima.
What, there's Brazilian bull
riders?
Paulo
Lima rode 4 for 4 and then covered Cochise for 90 bonus points.
What does it mean, covered Cochise?
I think that means, like, you ride a bull for 8 seconds. J.B. Mooney covered Shaft. This all sounds very dirty, by the way. When
yeah,
you say
Shaft.
You covered
Cochise.
Shaft.
He had fallen
on Friday night, which is the night we wanted to go.
Yeah.
We would have seen the dude fall and
maybe
be humiliated.
Maybe that's why they wouldn't give us tickets, because it was like a setup
possibly.
For him to fall, you know. Probably.
We didn't get tickets, but that's
we
okay.
Didn't. That's okay.
There's
we
always next year.
You can listen to our interview with him where all he does is say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. Apparently, he, like, did an interview with some other sportsy outlet where he talked about bull riding groupies.
TMZ. I mean,
he didn't talk
they
to
don't
us
do,
about that.
They don't do interviews.
Sports.
They more like they trap you behind Madison Square Garden and then ask you questions, like, loudly.
Uh-huh.
And then you go, yeah, I really like groupies.
Can we do that? Can we just start
yeah, I mean,
we
can do
people?
That anytime
if we
you
go
want.
To the, if we go to cover the Westminster Dog Show this
we
year,
could
we, could
yell
trap,
at
we could yell at
bringing
people
bringing in dogs.
Dog groomers. We could trap them back behind the piers and yell at them.
Anytime you want.
Okay.
Chalmers on the board says, Fordham Station basically started call-in radio sports talk decades ago.
They did not.
Alums
we
include.
We started it.
Wait a minute.
We started.
Wait a minute.
We are the first.
Alums include.
Yes.
Vin Scully. All right, that guy's pretty unassailable. Mike Breen, who does the Knicks and the NBA for ESPN. Michael Kay, who's a disaster. So that's 2 out of 3 there.
Okay.
Folsom says, are you going to talk about tennis match fixing?
Yes. We are.
Tennis matches are fixed.
They are fixed. So there you go. And in the Australian Open today, I think there were 2 big upsets.
There were.
Yeah.
Because the bookies demanded it?
Yeah, I think so. You want to look up who lost today?
Who lost today?
I think Federer and one of the Williamses lost today or something.
Well, one of the Williamses lost yesterday, too. I don't know.
It's
hard for
it's
me
Australian,
to understand because it's like today,
it's
yesterday,
time
tomorrow.
Australian time was yesterday, but it's today. Here, but it's there yesterday or something.
A whoa?
Who what? Who lost?
Which side of the?
I don't know. Who lost?
Is it always a different date? Then are they on the other side of the international dateline?
I guess. I don't know. We have Australian listeners. We have New Zealand listeners.
We do.
It's the same for New Zealand and Australia.
I was supposed to do when I did a. There's a Ronald Reagan movie called The Hasty Heart, and in high school, I did a play.
What?
Version of the Hasty Heart.
There's a Ronald Reagan movie?
It's a Ronald Reagan movie they made into a play. It was like about the
Wait,
war.
Wait, it wasn't a play first? It was a movie first and then a play? Because usually
know.
It goes the other way.
I'd have to look that
Wait,
up.
Wait, so you played the Ronald Reagan part or did
no,
you play
I
the
played
monkey?
The New Zealander played, guy, but oh, they didn't have a... They didn't have a.
You couldn't do the accent?
Well, they didn't have an accent tape for New Zealander,
uh-huh.
So I just made one up. So people are like...
Just made up a... You
yeah,
made
I
up
had
an
no
accent.
Idea what it was like. There was no internet back then. There was no YouTube. So nice. I just made up an accent.
What did it sound like?
Oh, sister, did you, you know, it was like some version of like a bunch of British things. It was like, oh, sister, you think we ought to go and see him? I mean, it's like Cockney or something, you
oh,
know?
Oh, God. That's
people were like,
putrid.
I didn't understand what your accent was, but I thought you did a good job in the play.
Okay. Did other people know what a New Zealander should sound like?
No. No one had ever, at that point in the 90s, no
Nobody
one had
ever met one?
Ever met anybody from New Zealand?
They call them Kiwis.
Yes.
No one had ever met
that
a
was
Kiwi.
The name of the character, was Kiwi.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's like calling somebody from Oklahoma Okie. His name
well,
is
Well, but
Okie.
They all, like, they all had nicknames
My name is
like
Hawkeye, because I'm from Iowa.
They all had nicknames like that.
Okay. That's kind of stupid.
Yeah. Sorry. The Hasty Heart is a 1949... Anglo-American co-production.
Oh, heavens.
What? So there's one girl in the play. I went to an all-boys school, so there's one girl, and we all dated her.
All of you?
Eventually, we all did.
All of you at once?
No, we all took turns.
Okay.
And then she married my best friend and had a couple of kids or whatever.
Wait, what? Seriously? you all dated her? Wait,
yeah, yeah,
how come there was only,
she was
there
really...
There was only one girl
was,
at your school?
Yeah, well, I went to an all-boys high school.
Then how did she get in?
She just... They would... We, like, various women would come and be in our plays.
So, oh,
so then they would
play.
You would
and
have
then,
to date
then,
all the guys.
Why?
Eventually.
I mean, like,
just
because
that was the way.
Period of time.
That was the rules.
I'm confused by that.
Why are you confused?
I don't know. I don't. It doesn't sound right. It sounds oppressive.
It looks like it was a movie before it was a play.
Okay.
There was Scott. There was a.
And the Scott was called Scott.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
No, I mean.
Why did they do that?
Yank.
That's idiot.
Kiwi.
What? No.
Yeah. Lackey McLachlan, the Scot.
He's called Scott.
There was an African in the movie. We didn't have an African. We didn't have any black kids.
Well,
we had like one black kid for 4 years.
Didn't have any girls either. Couldn't you bring in a black kid to play?
I don't know. Probably. Nadal and Venus, what? They lost today? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Right. See, I'm telling
How
you.
Did Nadal lose?
See?
That
it's
can't
fixed.
Be. Venus lost, but Venus hasn't been playing very
Venus,
well. Serena's really
Venus,
the
Venus
powerhouse.
Is Venus is older now.
Nadal is like, he doesn't get, you know, when you're upside down and playing tennis?
Oh, yeah, because
it's very confusing. All the blood's rushing to your head.
On the other side of the thing.
I'm just saying, it's very disorienting.
No, they're upside down. Well, okay, so there's been this scandal, right? And the scandal is not so much that the tennis matches are fixed.
They're boring, first of all.
Okay.
So is that a scandal?
Yeah, that's a scandal. The other scandal is that the word is that the tennis association, the governing body, suppressed evidence of the fixed matches.
I would suppress it if I was them.
Well, yeah, you don't want people to know your matches are fixed, right?
Well, there was Andy Murray was saying he doesn't understand why you have ads... And Andy Murray's like, he's pretty good.
He's like the Jennifer Aniston of tennis.
He's all right.
He's just
kind
of nice.
He won that one time, didn't he?
Yeah, he's kind of a nice guy. He always comes in second.
A British guy.
He won that one time.
They let him win one time.
Yeah, one time. Yeah, they fixed the match for him.
They just go, okay, here you go. This one gets greased up for you.
This one, Murray wins this one because he's a good guy.
But he's saying, in Britain, they can bet on anything. They bet on, and all the soccer teams, they have like 365bet.net on their things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, don't you think that would affect the outcome of games? Will you be, like, dumping games for money or whatever
Sure.
that or whatever?
Of course. I mean, who was it? Novak Djokovic, I think, said that somebody approached him early in his career and offered him, like, you know, $20,000 or $200,000 or some thousands of dollars to dump a game. And he said he refused. He wouldn't even talk about it, but...
So I would take the money and then not dump the game and then run away to France or something.
Oh, yeah, they'd be after you. That'd be terrifying. They'd get it back. Yeah, so...
mobsters always win.
They do. So, yeah, I mean, of course. I think you just have to assume that stuff is rigged, right?
I assume all sports are rigged.
Well,
eventually.
Look at that coin toss.
That was
I
odd.
I want to talk about the coin toss.
That was an odd coin toss. I had to go back and watch the videotape because I had to go into Ben and describe.
What happened with the coin toss?
No, I described the Packers like improbable comeback of the, you know, throwing a, it was
the
like
Hail
some
Mary pass
Hail Mary
of like 60 yards
and
or
they,
something.
You know, the this is the Packers game versus the Cardinals there.
Right.
And the Arizona Cardinals. Used to be from St. Louis, now Arizona.
Yes.
Maybe it's another team that left St. Louis.
Maybe they'll move back to St. Louis.
I don't think so. Would you ever move back to St. Louis once you've left?
No, I would never go there in the first place.
They do have delightful
in case people don't know, the Rams, the St. Louis Rams are moving to. Oh, wait, we have a call. Wait, delightful frozen what?
The Ted Drews.
Whoa.
Yo.
What you're talking about. Who's this?
Hey, Danny D.
Hello, Danny D.
Are you at the Devils game?
We're from the land of hockey every week. There's like hockey every week for the next month.
Okay.
But did you get the two big racing stories they sent your way?
Probably. I mean,
maybe.
I try to peruse as much as I can all of the material you send me on days when I'm not working at the radio station. Why don't you summarize
you're
them for our listening audience?
Summarize the stories.
Personally, your favorite, Tony Stewart.
My favorite.
Oh, wait, is that the murderer guy? Is that the murderer?
He killed.
Killer?
Yeah, he ran killer, those guys
the
over.
The killer driver.
Running over the guy on the track. Yes.
Yes. Okay. The killer Stewart. Yes.
Well, okay. So every year, and this is a great event actually. There is a sprint like physical sprint, like the little cars event in Oklahoma every year called the Chili Bowl. And it's this huge three-day event, and a lot of famous drivers enter it, but anybody can enter it. Like Jim the Poet, you can enter a car in it.
What happened to that demolition derby?
Yeah,
we were
going to be in a demolition derby 2 years ago.
Yeah, what happened with that?
See you again, man. We got to get it done.
Okay.
So somebody was heckling Tony Stewart, wasn't driving.
Oh yeah, didn't
in
he?
The crowd.
Didn't he go into the crowd and beat up a sheriff?
Heckling him.
Yeah. So he just.
And then Tony went up there with a security guard.
Yeah.
And he he shoved the guy down.
He's got anger management issues, you know, that guy.
And so everybody caught it on video. So there's like all this YouTube video of Tony Stewart like
and just beating the crap out of some
guy, some fan. Okay, that's a good story. What else?
Why are you yelling, by the way?
A rally, which used to be held in like the Middle East until it became unsafe. Now it's the big rally car race that's held in South America. Robbie Gordon, who's a former, I think now or sometime NASCAR driver, always enters, and he's like wanted and stuff like that. He had to withdraw because of a car accident, not in the race. But him and the support truck were after the race. Him and the support truck were driving down the road, and they decided to hand something over to each other between windows at 80 miles an hour.
That sounds fine.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Right? Oh, nice one.
And hurt like two. So everybody's gonna be okay, but now he had to withdraw from the race.
That's too bad. I think passing thing between cars, it should be like a. Yeah, I mean, because they were talking about they're making all these changes to the Saturday night races, and one of them I thought should be like a baton, like you're
a
in a
relay.
Like you throw the baton through the other guy's thing.
Through the other guy's
you
window.
You should run NASCAR, Jim.
I should, because I would have better rules. They want to have a 20-minute yellow.
Yeah.
So if you're under yellow for 20 minutes, then they turn it to, they like stop the race or something like that.
Oh, no, there will be a caution every 20 minutes.
That's terrible.
To slow it down?
No matter what. So if they run green for 20 minutes, they'll put out a caution to let the bad cars catch up.
Yeah, that's awful.
And,
why would you do that?
That's stupid.
The worst idea I've ever heard.
It is pretty bad.
I think if you're back that far back in the race, there should be a track that's even further out, like maybe on the parking lot.
That you could
where it's
go
like you're
together.
On that track now.
It's like the Republican debate where they have
you're on
the
kitty table.
The kitty table debate.
You're over there.
Okay, Danny D, enjoy your hockey tonight.
Go Good Devils.
Good one, guys.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
I was actually watching a Devils game the other day.
Why?
Because I wear a Devils hat around all
I know
the time.
You do, yeah.
Or a Devils jersey, and people say, hey, yeah, Devils. And I'm really just representing that effect that I live in New Jersey, and I want people to fear me because I might be carrying various diseases that they're not used to in Brooklyn. So I thought I'd watch a game, and there was a great fight between, like, two guys who don't normally fight. So that was kind of cool.
Wait, so there were two. Okay, so there was a fight in the hockey game.
That was pretty much all I remember.
Do these guys get You know, because one of the other panelists at the event I was at was this guy who's writing a dissertation on Canadian hockey.
Ooh, I can't wait to not read that.
I know. And I wondered if, like, you know, hockey players must get concussions.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, do they get chronic?
Most of the time you get concussions from... I don't know if they get concussions from fighting all the time, although, there are those bruiser guys take some serious beatings.
I mean, there's some guys that get hit with a stick, or they get, you know.
Yeah, usually those guys, try to arrest you in various places for hitting guys in the head with the stick and stuff like that.
Yeah, but in hockey, they just give you a raise.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, you know, ultimately. But there is, there's some concussion stuff. There was a lot of concern about boarding. So boarding is when you're up against the thing is circled in...
like a wall of boards.
And so if you're facing the thing, no one's supposed to hit you in the head so that you break your face and go down the sideboard at all.
Yeah.
So that's something they've been working on. If you're facing the board, you're not supposed to get hit in the head. Yeah,
okay,
basically. It's boarding.
You know, in football...
How's football going?
Football is interesting this week. If you're the quarterback and you go down... You know, you're not supposed to get jumped on, right?
Is that true?
Yes.
If you're sliding?
Yeah, if you're sliding, you're
if
not
you're sliding, you're not supposed to get beat on.
Yeah, the other team's tackles and guys are not supposed
some
to
some of those guys are real angry, though.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to jump on you, right?
Yeah.
So Peyton Manning, did you see that play that he did this week? He did the Broncos. Peyton Manning is the quarterback of the Broncos.
Yes, I'm aware.
He's thousands of years old. I'm telling our listeners.
38
they might
or 39.
Not,
he's in all those pizza commercials.
Yeah, that guy. He's very endearing.
He does nationwide commercials too, where he's like singing to himself. I am playing ping pong with kids.
I am losing every game.
I like chicken parmesan.
I know. He wears those little shorts, those horrifying golf shorts.
Yeah, those are nice.
No, those are odd.
Crawfish.
Those are terrifying.
What did he do? He slid and somebody hit him anyway?
No. I can't believe you don't know this. Okay, so the Broncos were down.
I fell asleep for most of that game.
I had a great weekend
of just napping and
the
watching
Broncos
football.
The Broncos were losing, okay. And Peyton Manning, going back to throw a pass, and he goes down. And it looks like he slipped.
Oh, yeah. That was a big play in the game.
Yeah, so then the refs don't whistle the ball dead, so he pops back up again and throws a pass.
And there was a guy who was open by 20 yards.
Yeah, because everybody thought...
Because everyone else thought the game play was over.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Okay, he told... that was.
He's
his,
a wily old ref,
he
veteran
is,
now.
He's an old possum now. They're calling it his self-sack, which sounds so dirty.
Self-sack?
Peyton Manning's self-sack. He did that on purpose. He told the receiver...
He's a brainy guy.
He told the receiver... Well, what brains he has left. He told the receiver ahead of time, if you see me go down, just keep going out on the route. Don't stop.
That worked. That was the biggest play they had of the whole game, and it set up a touchdown.
Yeah.
I think the only touchdown they got.
And now all the defensive guys are complaining because they said, you can't.
Wah.
They lost.
Antonio Smith of the Broncos says that Tom Brady is a crybaby who cries too much to the referees.
Yeah.
Your opinion.
Yeah. He's a cheater. He's a reptilian shapeshifter. Okay. Oh, so the coin flip, right? We got to get back to the coin flip. Okay. So the Packers were playing the Cardinals in Arizona.
Yeah.
And they came back in this most improbable way. You know, they were losing. And then they came back and they tied the game at the very end. Time ran out as they made a touchdown and they got to kick the extra point. And they kicked the extra point and they tied the game. And so then they go into overtime. And the NFL overtime rules now are kind of...
Arcane.
Baroque. And it's like if you score, the first team that has the ball that scores a touchdown wins. But if they just score a field goal, the other team gets to have the ball and try to make a touchdown. But if they don't, I don't know, then whatever. So there's a whole thing, right? And and they had that problem with the coin flip a couple weeks ago. We talked about it because in another game they flipped the coin.
It was a Patriots game.
Yeah, and there was some kind of shenanigans with that. So this time, the Packers line up, the Cardinals line up. The ref shows them the coin. He says, "This is heads, this is tails. You're the visitors, Packers. You pick." They pick whatever. I don't even know if it was heads or tails. They picked one of them because that was the only choices. I mean, they only give you two choices. They never say, like, lands on edge or, you know, gravity fails and it floats into space. You know, you can't, like, say any of those.
Right.
So the ref, like, throws the coin into the air.
Mm-hmm.
The coin comes down. And it's heads or whatever the Packers
right,
chose.
I mean,
and the
went,
Packers and the Packers go, yay, okay, we'll take the ball. We'll receive, right? And then the ref says, oh, yeah, that's no good. And he throws it up and he flips it again. He says, because the coin didn't flip.
Yeah, the Cardinals had won the flip the first time because the coin didn't flip. It just went like,
no,
it was
the,
like a pancake
Packers,
that went up.
The Packers,
no, the Packers
it,
were upset.
The Packers won it the first time, and then and then they re-flipped it.
Oh, I don't know. When I watched the video, the Cardinals won it the first time and the second time.
No, they didn't.
Because the Packers complained that it didn't flip, because it was Aaron Rodgers who was like, hey, that didn't flip at
Are
all.
Are you kidding? I thought I watched it, and I didn't go back and watch it like on YouTube or anything.
I watched it on YouTube over and over again.
I thought that they were complaining. I thought the Packers won it, and then they took it away and reflipped it, and
no,
then the Cardinals
No, they said
won.
The coin didn't flip, and the guy went,
well, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
It
so let's
flip.
Do it again.
And then did the Cardinals
it.
Won.
By the way, those coins aren't, like, minted by any, like,
no.
experts. So they're all weighted one way or the other.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I figured Bill Belichick.
Do you want heads or tails?
Tails.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Tails.
I think Bill Belichick fixed that coin.
Yeah.
I think he fixed it.
I think they should have a coin that on one side, since it already says Broncos versus Packers, whatever the date is or whatever.
Yeah.
It should just have the Broncos on one side and the Packers,
Packers
on the
other.
Other.
They know who's playing.
And then you flip the coin and go like, all right, this is who's
up.
Receiving. What do you want to do?
Yeah, right. You won. What do you want to do?
Or just if you're the visiting team, shouldn't you get the choice every time?
I don't know.
What the heck difference does it make? It's the least
it
exciting
makes it,
part
no,
of football.
No, but it makes a difference who receives the ball. We saw that a couple weeks ago.
It does at the
when
beginning
the Patriots,
of the game?
When the Patriots goofed up, you know. No, when they're flipping for OT.
Oh.
That makes a difference because who
well,
receives
they, that was
the ball
the
then?
Patriots were, they were some, they were a little bit ahead of themselves in their cheating regimen.
Yeah, I know.
They
I think,
were
no, I
a
think
little
that
beyond.
Was,
the,
I think that was. I think they did that on purpose.
How could a coin not flip? Says Ken from Hyde Park.
It didn't flip.
It just went. It was like a pancake. It went up, or like when you're making pizza and you throw it up
and
like
it
that.
It comes down
and
the
it
same
comes down
side.
The exact same way.
Yeah.
That's how it happened.
If the coin won't flip, you must acquit.
Ken from Hyde Park also says Flyers players Eric Lindros,
Lindros.
And Scott Stevens, I think, left hockey because of concussions.
Yep. Yeah, no, they get concussed.
And Studio B Ben says Tom Brady is basically Flowers for Algernon in QB form. Is Flowers for Algernon, like, isn't he like... Like
he
mildly
gets,
retarded,
yeah, and
like
he gets smart,
Candide
gets,
or something
they,
like that.
They do something to him, and then he gets smart for like a week, and then he goes
and
back
he
to
goes
being,
back to being stupid.
Stupid, exactly.
Congratulations,
good one. So I think Bill Belichick controlled the coin flip because he wanted to draw attention away from Chandler Jones' OD.
Chandler Jones
cover-up.
For the Patriots. This is a couple weeks ago now.
No, this was like during the last week.
Not between this Tuesday and last Tuesday. Between last Tuesday and the Tuesday before.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how come we didn't talk about it last week?
Because they didn't know about it until like Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh,
that
okay.
He'd walked into like the Foxborough Police Department and like was all whacked out.
He was out of his mind, and they had to take him. They had to take him to a
synthetic marijuana. What is that even?
That's like spice.
That's not even illegal. That's just stupid.
I know, but
what is that from Dune?
Yeah. No. They put it up. They put up those posters in the PATH train here about how you shouldn't take this stuff because it'll kill you.
Isn't spice the drug from Dune?
Yeah, Dune. Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I hated that movie. You know. I had to go to that movie with that non-English speaking
hockey
player
the hockey
that
player
I dated
from the Czech Republic.
Yeah, I was trying to do a simultaneous translation into pidgin German for him, so he didn't understand what was going on.
Es ist sehr complicated.
Exactly.
Der ist eine big worm.
Ein großer Wurm.
Ein großer Wurm.
Yeah. So Chandler Jones was out of his mind on bath salts or something, and then the police took him to the ER.
They're like, let's bring this guy. First of all, he lives in Foxborough where the stadium is, and they don't immediately realize that he's a member of the Patriots. I mean, the guy is like,
wait, no, they knew
6'4", 280.
They knew he was.
No, he was. They're like, oh, I don't know, some big black guy came. So whacked
no,
out.
They knew because they got rid of all the records. They like.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
See, that's what you want to see.
They were covering it up. They knew
that's
who
what
he
you
want to
see.
They were totally
them covering it up for
they
the
totally
Patriots.
They totally covered it up for the Patriots, and then. somebody had to file a Freedom of Information Act thing to get the 911 tape.
Oh, there's a 911 like, tape?
Yeah,
is it crazy?
I don't know.
Is he insane?
No, he just walked in. They were like calling somebody else. They were calling the ambulance to come get him or something.
It's a 911 tape. Hey, man, I got worms in my face. I ain't a gross of worm.
He knew he was high because he was speaking
He's
German.
Like, what? What are you talking about, man?
So they're trying to cover that up now, make that go away.
Well, the Patriots always have some kind of weird cheating scandal story.
Criminal.
I mean, Belichick had an for some reason had a black eye.
Oh yeah, he showed up with a black
no
eye.
One understood
yeah, we talked
why
about
that.
That. He wouldn't say
no
why.
No one would say why.
Gronk didn't show up for practice for a couple of days, and Bill Belichick had a black eye.
He was at a movie or something.
What's going on?
Cam Newton of the Panthers is in the NFC Finals, and people were upset with him.
Of course he is.
From
what team
the
is in the NFC Finals. Yes.
The Carolina Panthers in the finals.
And they're playing.
And Cam Newton, I don't know if you've ever watched him play, but he's an enthusiastic guy. He likes to dance. He likes to smile.
Does a dab.
He dabs. He gives the ball to kids in the stands.
Yes.
There was they showed this one over and over again. He gave it to a girl in the front. And she was just like overjoyed.
I know.
To
she
have
was wearing
ball.
That little pink hat.
Oh, yeah,
she was like out
that
of
was
her
cool,
mind.
Right?
She was out
All
of her
right,
mind.
So now some Seattle fan wrote another open letter. Here we go.
No, I don't want to hear it.
You don't want to hear it?
No, I don't even want to hear
it. I was going to do a Seattle accent, which I don't.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I don't know
Try
how.
Oh, no,
what does a Seattle accent
sound
like?
It sounds exactly like someone from New Zealand. Go ahead and do it.
Dear Mr. Newton, I'm a Seahawk fan. I bleed blue and green. That's not really blue and green. They have like a gray or something. I don't know.
No, it's blue.
Although I will be the first to tell you that today we did not bring our A game. We will be fair and square. This is one thing, though. There is one thing, though. One thing that needs to be said. My news feed is filled with you, Mr. Newton, and not in a good way. A video of you pulling a 12th flag down and throwing it on the ground like garbage.
12th man flag, right?
12th man flag. So the Seahawks have this thing called the 12th man. There's 11
That's
players
the
on the
crowd.
Field at any one time,
crowd
but the 12th man
is
the crowd.
Man.
And their crowd is pretty impressive, actually, when you watch those games because they're loud.
Yeah.
And they have a flag that says 12, and they wave it around, and nobody wears 12 on the team and whatever.
Yeah.
And there was a flag, and he grabbed it and threw it and was laughing.
Uh-huh.
So they were upset.
I don't care about
The 12th man is a community, a family, that regardless of winning, stand behind our team and our community.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, Cam, disrespecting the 12th man flag isn't just disrespecting our team, it's disrespecting the fans that back our team.
You sound like Teddy Roosevelt or something.
And I tell you now, Cam.
Wait, who's the one that wasn't Teddy Roosevelt, the other Roosevelt? Franklin. You sound like Franklin D. Roosevelt.
I tell you now.
Yes.
We have nothing to fear but the 12th man. What?
What?
So they were mad that he danced around and threw their 12th man flag around. It's not exactly like you're burning, you know. You're not like ISIS burning the American flag or anything like that.
And then do they get all self-righteous?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it gets worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it gets worse? Okay,
they call him Mr. Classless Tim. Now, first of all,
come on.
Cam Newton is like a very nice guy, it seems like. Very happy.
Fine.
He's having a little fun with your flag. You bring your flag down to the...
Why are you waving your flag in his face in the first place?
Why do you even bring a flag to Carolina unless you want to get... I mean, like, people get beat up for bringing flags and whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So your flag got trampled on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they'll have it for you in the Lost and Found over at the Carolina Stadium, all stomped on.
So wait, so they get
Boo-hoo
more horrible?
Boo-hoo by Sarah.
Wait, they get more horrible? Read me the horrible part.
Oh,
if you're going to read it, I don't want to hear the boring part.
A community that feeds and clothes the homeless. A community that raises funds for families in hard times.
For God's sake.
A community that helps a three-year-old girl battle cancer.
Does it really say that?
Yes, a community that has more grace and respect than you can imagine.
Oh, for God's
sake. You see, Cam.
Sakes.
That's your real name, Cam.
Cam. What kind of name is that, Cam?
While you're practicing your next game, our QB will be at Seattle Children's Hospital raising the flag that you shamefully threw on the ground.
Because he didn't win and he has no game to go
he's
to.
Got plenty
he's
of time
got
time
lots of time
to
go
with
the hospital kids.
Those guys came back for like, they were down
they
like 31
back.
Points.
Yeah,
they came back.
They were down 31
good.
To nothing
they
at the
did
half.
Fine.
They came back. They did okay.
We stomped in your little flag.
So what?
You baby.
Big babies.
So
yeah,
Cam,
I just want to hear the
the next time
pretentious bullcrap part.
Next time you think of disrespecting our flag.
Disrespecting our flag.
I hope that you remember, even though you may have won this game, it's the Seahawks and the 12th man who are the real winners.
Yeah, like
win
no
or lose,
way.
We come with class, respect,
class.
A love for the game, a willingness to help others, love for God.
Oh my God!
Love for those surrounding us. So, Mr. Classless Cam Newton, good luck.
Oh God!
And may God teach you what real winning looks like.
What? They invoke God?
Sarah.
Sarah. Can we lock Sarah up with that vile woman who wrote about
There's
her
There's no way Sarah
child.
Is a real person.
Yeah, I guess not.
No, that's
I
just some dude Sarah. Named Dave.
Yeah.
Let's relax.
That's really terrible. Hey, we have a good letter from a listener. Listener Jonathan.
How they doing?
He's in China.
Wow.
He listens to us via
What's
podcast.
Going on the,
he's one of our podcasts. Well, he wasn't in China. He was in Chicago, actually. Hey, sportsy crew, just wanted to pass along my season's greetings because it's way behind time in China. Or maybe
he's ahead of time. He's
well, no,
on the...
I know, but I mean, it's like season's greetings time is over, right? We just got this today.
No, it's Chinese New Year.
Oh, yeah, right. Lunar New Year coming up. Okay, season's greetings, and it's going to be the year of the monkey. Did you
oh,
know
I love
that?
Monkeys.
I know, you seem like a monkey. I can see...
Yeah, I love monkeys.
You dress
I'm an
up
ox.
Like a monkey.
I'm an ox.
You're an ox, I'm a dragon. Just wanted to pass along my season's greetings and a slight disappointment. Was home for a week over Christmas and was looking forward to being able to call in when suddenly, in a still jet-lagged haze, I awoke and saw my iPhone downloading the new episode that I had missed the evening before. Oddly enough, he has a nice picture of panic. Oddly enough, I ended up with a second chance to call in as I left on a Tuesday and had a flight that was endlessly delayed in Chicago 52 hours. In airport,
52 hours.
I don't know, man.
There wasn't
in
that airports, Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, 52 hours. No, Tom Hanks had to live in.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah. In airports and planes. Later, I did finally make it back. So I will continue to be your loyal but silent listener in China. As the Giants fell apart, I'm on to my hometown Panthers bandwagon. Yay! Yes, Panthers. Good. That classless Cam
classless
Newton.
Classless Cam Newton.
Here is, let's see, there's somebody making Seahawk stew. He sent a video of someone making
Seahawk
stew. Yeah.
That'll be all sinew.
Keep it sportsy. Thanks, as always, for the great show. Best wishes in the new year, Listener Jonathan. Thank you, Listener Jonathan.
Thank you.
We're glad to know that our podcast listeners are listening to us.
Out
That's
there.
Nice. Out there. Somewhere.
They haven't given up yet.
Laura's fallen asleep, though. Listener Laura fell asleep a long time ago. She listens to our
she
podcast.
She listens to the very beginning, and then
and
whenever she hears
her
my
sleep.
Voice, just she's down.
She's down, yeah. She's
down for
like,
the count.
You know, we could probably, like, give her post-hypnotic suggestions and things. Like do you want to
send us money or something?
Yeah, we could do that. Laura...
Laura.
Listener Laura,
I
want
a gyro.
When the marathon comes, send money to WFMU.
Would like a gyro.
What kind of gyro?
Like a lamb gyro.
Lamb gyro? Hero, right? Isn't that
No, I went and ordered a hero.
Yeah.
Like even the guys
hero.
Who are Greek and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they laugh at
if
you.
If you order a hero, they'll give you like a grinder sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
There's grinders. Then there's submarines.
What the heck are you talking about?
And there's heroes, and they're all the same thing. It just depends where you go. A grinder is like the Providence word for hero or submarine sandwich.
But it's not a gyro.
But if you say gyro,
they'll
give you a gyro.
Oh, okay.
If you say hero, they'll give you a submarine sandwich.
Hero.
I was like, I'd love a hero, please. And they're like, okay. And they gave it was just like a giant sandwich full of ham.
On it? Oh, ham, not lamb. Bless you.
Ham, not lamb.
Okay. You okay over there?
I'm allergic to this microphone.
I think it's the mold in here.
Moldy.
201-209-9368.
That's
call in.
201.
If you're working on your dissertation on Canadian hockey, 9368. Please call us now.
Frasier was set in Seattle, and Danny D says that was a perfect Frasier Seattle accent. Oh, baby, I hear the news are calling. Tossed salad and scrambled
eggs.
What
are you talking about?
You never seen Frasier?
No, I wouldn't watch it. It was those two gay guys that were pretending they weren't gay or something. They were supposed to be brothers.
They were brothers.
Some kind of thing. I didn't understand
Only
it,
one of the actors is gay that we know of.
No, I mean, I thought
the other one
I
is Kelsey
Grammer.
Been
were
married
spo-
like
I thought
six
the
times.
Characters were supposed to be gay.
No, they just were kind of effeminate, and the old man, their old man was like a man's man who had like a little tiny dog. And they had a Scottish lady living with them for some reason?
Oh, they had a fox terrier, right?
Yep.
I
mean, they probably
had
like six Fox Terriers because that show was on for like 12 years or
something.
So
they had to like rotate out the Fox Terriers.
I don't know what to do without tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
What is that? Why are you singing
That's
that?
The song that they played at the end of every Frasier. They're calling again.
They're not. They don't really play that.
Yeah, tossed salad
That's
and scrambled
stupid.
Eggs. It's a very famous song.
I didn't know it. I don't know that song. Did we get done talking about how everybody in Australia threw the tennis matches right after they came out with the idea that the tennis matches are being thrown?
Who threw them? You think the Novak, the Nadal threw it? Nadal didn't throw it. Those guys don't do it.
They don't throw
it. They were talking about people in the top 50 who've, like, you know, we've probably only heard about five of them.
Maybe the person who was playing Nadal was supposed to throw it so Nadal could win. And then, you know, all this pressure came down, like, don't throw the games because, you know.
That's a rather complicated caper that you're talking about there.
Who is Nadal playing?
I don't know. Some bum.
Yeah, see, and the bum's bum because he throws the games, and then now he's not throwing them.
Nadal was probably just drunk. I mean, Nadal hasn't won anything in a long time. I mean, it's Djokovic.
Yeah, he's good.
And the Federer kind of made a fuck out. Yeah, I like the Djokovic. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he's good.
I mean, once you get to that level where you're a superstar, like Federer, like you become an international person of the world. I mean, you're kind of like... Yeah, I've been in every country. Everybody loves me. Like, I know what's going on. I feel pretty good about myself.
No.
Everybody likes me. But that Novak Djokovic seems like a delightful guy.
Yeah.
Funny. Humility. He speaks many languages.
Yeah. He goes back
He watches Frasier.
He doesn't watch Frasier.
Oh, baby, I hear the news are calling.
201.
I think the father on Frasier was... Wait a minute. I think the father on Frasier was actually gay in real life, says Dale.
I don't care who's gay. I just feel bad when they, like, feel... Oh, news of the dead. News of the dead time.
Frasier's not dead, is he?
No. Is he? I don't know.
I hope not.
Isn't he a character?
I'm
isn't
hoping
he, like,
still
not
come
even
back.
Real?
No, he's real.
Oh, he's real?
He's real to me.
Wait, what?
This is the sound of my brain.
This is news of dead
today. Then I said, this is the sound of my brain on Don Henley.
Smojo Nixon.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is our salute to
Glenn Frey. Founding member of the Eagles.
He's a tortured
he died.
Artist. Used to be in the Eagles. Now he whines like a wounded beagle.
Puffed up with hot air.
Oh, puffed up?
Just don't care.
Don Henley must die. Don't let him get back together with Glenn Frey. Don Henley must die.
Well, he won't be getting back together with Glenn Frey now.
Unless it's in hell.
Glenn Frey died.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
You belong to the city.
But, you know, deaths do come in twos. So if I were Don Henley, I'd be really worried.
He actually jumped on stage at one point with Mojo Nixon and sang this song with him.
Who,
and
Don Mojo Henley did?
Yeah, Mojo Nixon was so impressed. He was like, wow, that was the last thing I thought Don Henley would do because he seems like such a jerk.
Why was he even at a Mojo Nixon concert?
I think because he knew that he was going to play Don Henley.
So he just thought he could jump up and sing it.
Folsom asks, any salute for Blowfly?
Oh, Blowfly died.
Who's Blowfly?
Oh, you don't know Blowfly?
No, I don't know a lot of things.
Oh, you gotta check that out.
What's Blowfly?
I can't even explain it.
Okay.
Without getting, like, dirty or something.
He's a photo rapper.
He's a genius.
Proto rapper.
Genius.
Genius.
An old genius, yes. Yep. And I think he was living in England. Anyway, he died this week, yep. I didn't prepare anything for him. I'm not doing, I'm trying to do sportsy death and not get into, like...
Well, he's wearing, like, some kind of Mexican wrestling outfit.
He was amazing. Yeah,
right,
Sluggo had some Blowfly albums, which I'll see if, I don't know. He sold most of his collection. He might have kept those, so I'll see if he still has them. Or maybe the station has some, I don't know.
It's
WFMU.
We have a lot of records.
We have a lot of records and CDs. Yeah. Okay, so I'm trying to... Yeah.
Who else? Who died in sports?
I don't know.
Oh. We were just making Glenn Frey jokes.
Oh, you know who... No. You know who died in sports? This is pretty bad. Lawrence
Monty
Phillips.
Irvin. We talked about that last week.
Lawrence Phillips died? Yeah, in prison, in jail.
What?
He killed himself.
What?
Lawrence Phillips He's a former running back. He was like a really highly regarded player. And then he got into the NFL, and in college he wasn't. And he got in the NFL. I think he went pretty high in the draft. And he played for three different teams. And he played in I think he played for New England. In fact, he was a first round pick.
He played for the St. Louis Rams, Dolphins, Barcelona Dragons, 49ers. Florida
49ers
Bobcats.
Was the other one. The 49ers was the other
Montreal
one.
Montreal Alouettes.
Okay, yeah, he started like, like he was going from team to team for a while, even though he was a first-round pick. And then he it sounds like they ought to check him for concussion, chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Apparently wrote some kind of terrible...
He got very angry. He turned into a very angry guy, and he assaulted some people. And he got arrested for assaulting people.
Felony assault.
He was arrested for felony assault. He was put in a cell with another prisoner. He started writing letters to his mom saying that he was feeling angrier and angrier, and he thought he was going to hurt somebody. And apparently he killed his cellmate. He strangled his cellmate.
Oh, my God.
Murdered the guy. I mean, you have to say, like, allegedly, but considering that the two of them were
There's
locked.
There's two guys locked in a
cell,
thing. I mean,
right?
I don't know.
Yeah, who else did it, right? So then he was facing a trial for murder, and he was probably going to get the death penalty, and he killed himself in jail.
Oh, my God.
Right? That's a terrible story.
Yeah, that's awful.
It is awful.
He was picked number 6 in the draft.
Yeah, he was really, he looked like a guy who was going to have a tremendous career, and then it just kind of went south on him. And then he ended up, you can't even imagine somebody ending up like that, right? I mean,
I can't. That's insane.
It's insane, right? So, I hope that somebody gets to study his brain and see if it was concussion related, because
if you studied Aaron Hernandez's brain, do you think you would find out the cause of his psychopathy? He was like, I want to kill everyone.
I don't know.
I've ever met.
I think there's. It seems like there's definitely a connection with between concussion, post-concussion symptoms, and anger.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And confusion and people doing irrational things.
Well, I'm angry and confused because none of the sports movies was nominated for an Oscar this week. Creed,
yeah.
Which
yeah.
was like, as opposed to Star Wars and Creed, were the two movies maybe I saw in the theater last year.
Yes.
Both of them were like insanely fun and wonderful experiences in the cinema.
Yes.
And I thought Creed, whether it should have been nominated for... a bunch of Academy Awards. They got like 20 nominees for best movie or whatever like that. It should have been definitely one of those. But that Michael B. Jordan was great.
Mm-hmm.
He's got nothing. No black actors got nominated. No black directors got nominated. No black writers got nominated. Although the writer of Straight Outta Compton, those guys are white. So they got nominated.
Oh, yeah.
But Will Smith didn't get nominated for his little concussion movie. That was probably the NFL holding the man down.
Well, I think, that could have been the NFL. I've heard that the NFL put a lot of pressure on the makers of that movie to tone it down.
I think they did tone it down, too.
They did tone it down, right? So
they made it really boring, something I didn't want to see.
Yeah, so that they were successful in that.
Congratulations, NFL.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I know nothing in this country is ever going to be race blind.
Ever?
Probably not. I mean, will it?
Ever?
Do you think it ever will be?
Yeah, probably.
When?
I mean, at some point, everyone's just going to be like a Java-like color. Like, everyone's just going to be kind of a,
Okay, well, when that happens.
And then it's like, no one will be able to tell.
When everybody's the same color, yeah. But until everybody's the exact same color, I think there'll be a problem,
problems.
Right?
Well, then they'll be able to tell, degradations of color.
Yeah, probably. I just don't think... I don't know. I mean, do you have to... Okay, with acting, I can kind of see it, but you might... I don't know.
I mean, not in any of the movies?
I don't... Well, okay, so, best director or best script or something? I mean, I don't know which was the best script.
But it's also... It's just, also arbitrary to begin with. And they usually...
It is arbitrary.
They usually give awards to kind of mediocre movies as it is.
Well, yeah, I mean...
I saw that Birdman movie last year that won all those awards. I don't know what the hell was going on in that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it was... It was fine or whatever. It was kind of cool.
You know, it's a like a classic thing to go back and say, oh, in this year, you know, I don't know what, I can't think of a proper year, but, you know, like 1949 or some year in the 40s, this is the movie that won the Oscars, and it was the same year that,
Gone with the Wind,
and Citizen Kane, and, you know, and all these other things were up, you know, and like movies that we consider classics now didn't win the Oscars in their year.
Well, Sylvester Stallone's up for best supporting it. So in terms of sportsy,
that's it. We got a white guy.
White guy.
Okay.
I mean, real white.
I liked the guys from Straight Outta Compton said they didn't make the movie for the Oscars. They made it for the people.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Right.
NWA is about the people.
It should be.
Someone on the boards mentions Portland State linebacker AJ Schlatter.
Uh-huh.
Who died after tonsil surgery at the age of 20.
Oh, dude.
It was a routine operation to remove his tonsils, and the dude died.
When was it? When?
This was the 19th. This is the dated today.
Today? The guy died today?
He died Monday. Oh. When was Monday? Yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful. Portland State? I used to go watch their games.
You've lived all over.
I have.
You've been everywhere, man.
I've been everywhere. Yes. 201-209-9368 is the number to call if you'd like to talk to us about sportsy things. You have about 10 minutes.
The Reds are retiring Pete Rose's number.
Mm.
Is that a good idea? Or will it just cause more problems for them somehow?
They should just wipe him out of their history entirely. I mean,
he has 4,000 hits. You can't wipe him out of the history.
Why not?
I mean, he doesn't have 4,000 hits with the Reds.
Get rid of his number. And then just pretend he never existed.
Right,
and don't even mention
silly.
Him. No.
That's not true.
He's a horrible person.
Coach K of the Duke Blue Devils. They're on a three-game losing skid, which they haven't been. They haven't lost three games in a row.
Are they going to fire him? They're going to fire him now?
No, they're never going to fire him.
I asked that. Guy Tar Heels or Blue Devils.
He did not want to go there.
He didn't want to go there.
He probably didn't go to college.
J.B. Mooney.
J.B. Mooney.
But I mean, if he grew up in North Carolina, I think he's got to say which one he's into.
I don't think anybody likes Duke except the people who go to Duke.
I know.
Everybody else is UNC. Everybody in that is a
there's
UNC
this,
fan.
There's this great book, sportsy book, called To Hate Like This Is To Be Happy Forever.
Right.
And it's about
hating Duke.
It's about hating Duke.
But the Syracuse beat him by 2 points last night.
Good. Go
Coach
Syracuse.
K, you know, and everyone, he's the biggest star on the court because he's like, Mr. Famous Guy. He's the Team USA coach and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So all these 18, 19-year-old kids want to shake his hand, you know, maybe get a chance to be on his team rather than Syracuse or something.
He
just refused to shake hands. I mean, obviously he's upset. It's after a game. Maybe you're not in the best mood.
He just lost three games in a row. Yeah.
You got a bunch of bums.
His bees just died. His hive.
His bees died.
I made that up. I don't really know.
That would be a bummer.
That would be good, right?
That would be bad.
You know, he got colony collapse disorder, and then, like, you know, the bees died.
That would be a tragedy.
That happened.
I didn't shake their hands.
Probably not to him.
I think that's a shame.
It's a shame that he didn't shake hands.
I think it's a shame he didn't shake hands. And it just makes
hands.
Me hate Duke more, which is hardly possible.
I don't want to shake hands.
I don't even like UNC all that much, but I love when Duke loses, man.
I know.
That's
great. That's the best, right? Everybody loves that. Everybody
it's like Christmas.
That. Yay. We all hate Duke.
Who do you think the American people would like to see in the Super Bowl the most?
God, the American people would like to see Donald Trump in the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, it's just like...
I would like to see Donald Trump get beat up at halftime during the Super Bowl.
That'd be the halftime
show. Like Coldplay
and
Beyonce, and then they beat up Donald Trump.
That'd be good.
Like a big, like, paper mache Donald Trump head
like
comes
pinata.
Out. And
a giant
beat
pinata.
Him, and all this candy comes flying out.
That'd be great.
Now, which matchup would you think would be the most...
What? The American public is just like...
Panthers, Broncos.
Yeah.
Cards, Patriots.
Yes.
Cards, Broncos. Yes. Panthers, Pats. Which one do you think the American people want to see?
Panthers, Pats.
Panthers, Pats. 36% says ESPN.com.
Yes.
Second.
Yes.
Broncos, Cards.
Was I right?
You were correct.
Yeah. Broncos, Cards.
Broncos, Cards is 26%. Mm-hmm. Peyton's not going to win another. They're
not
going to win.
No, he's not. Peyton is too old.
Did you see him play in that game?
It was very sad.
Where is Brock Osweiler? Did they disappear him or something
like
that?
Yeah, they disappeared Brock
Osweiler. Where is Brock Osweiler?
Peyton played that game, and he did the self-sack.
He's
not going to get away with that again.
We're going to have to look into media availability for people in the Super Bowl. If the Broncos are in the Super Bowl, I want to get Brock Osweiler on the phone and be like, look, man, it's just us.
You can tell us.
You
nobody
tell
listens
us.
To this show.
That
so
guy stabbed you in the back, didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he stab you in the back, Pizza Boy?
Oh. Don't call him Pizza Boy.
pizza boy.
That's so sad.
The Patriots Cards is only 21%, and Panthers Broncos is the smallest.
Hmm.
I actually would like to see Cards Patriots because I think we could beat the Cards. On the other hand, those Panthers look pretty terrifying.
Yeah, but I mean, the
they look terrifying.
Who are the Patriots playing? They're playing like the Steelers or something.
No, we're playing
right?
The Broncos.
What?
We played the Chiefs.
Wait, what?
That was great, by the way, because the Chiefs were down two touchdowns with like 6 or 7 minutes left. They had this long, ambling road to nowhere drive that finally came up with a touchdown. They didn't use any of their timeouts. Then they kick an onside kick that isn't successful.
Didn't work, yeah.
And then they blow their timeouts and the Patriots win.
Does onside kicks now. They expect it.
No,
now.
I'm saying they should have taken some timeouts. Yeah, and they should have moved forward a little. It's just Andy Reid.
I know, he's still Andy Reid.
He's
no
just like,
give me a few minutes to
think about
it.
I don't play to the
here.
Clock. I play football.
Yeah.
It's like forever.
Dummy.
He likes losing games.
He does, apparently. Wait, I'm confused about who's playing who and when. What are we?
The
you were
Pats
asking,
and
wait,
Broncos are playing.
The Pats and Broncos are playing. So why was that? Was that one of the choices for who people want to see?
In the Super Bowl. So
yeah,
this is
the
next.
But they're not going to make it to the Super Bowl.
Who's not making it to the Super Bowl?
Well, one of those two teams, if they're playing each other.
No, but I'm saying right now.
If they're playing each other this week, they're not going to. Both of them can't go to the Super
Bowl.
Yeah,
I'm saying I'm saying who would the people rather see in the Super Bowl?
Well, the people are stupid because if those two teams can't play each other in the Super Bowl,
but the
then
Panthers
it's
and Pats.
They're not.
They want the Pats to win and the Panthers to win,
36%. Yes, that makes sense. That could happen. 26%
want the Broncos and Cards to win.
That could happen, right?
And 21% want the Patriots or Cards to win. That's also acceptable. And then Broncos and Panthers is smallest at 18%, according to ESPN.com.
But
who are they cheering for? At this point, it's very much bandwagon season.
I'm asking
who would you rather see in the Super Bowl?
Who are the Patriots playing this weekend?
They are playing the Broncos. And the Panthers...
Yes, are playing the Cards.
Are playing the Cards.
That's going to be a good
game. At
6:30.
And then after that, the X-Files comes back on.
I don't get to see either one of those games.
You do. One of them's on Fox, and
the other one's
on CBS.
No, because I'm going to be on a train.
You're going to be... It's going to be snowy, too.
I'm going to be snowed in on a train.
You're going to be stuck here.
I can't get stuck here. I got to be there. I got
to
go.
I don't know what to tell you, kid.
I got
to
go.
So
there's going to be
25 feet of snow this
weekend.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen.
If you're on the East Coast.
They're only predicting a foot of snow this weekend.
2 feet of snow.
1 foot of snow.
2 feet is actually 24 inches of snow.
12 inches of snow.
That's not true.
On Saturday. I'm talking about Sunday. I'm going to be on the train on Sunday.
They're talking about killer bloody snow falling from the sky.
You know what? We should...
Bloody orphans in the bloody
snow.
It's
too late now, but we should have gotten Weather Is Happening on the phone and asked him.
Well, I mean, maybe we'll contact them via the Twitter.
It's kind of too late, yeah.
At the top of the hour, more Coney Island is coming up.
You'll want to hear that.
Oh,
they
got a big show today.
Stuff to talk about.
We are? I'm not out of stuff.
What do you got?
We were going to leave it up to the
Rams are moving to
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, yeah.
And maybe the Chargers, too, which is the exact opposite. At the time that we were on the air, we said the exact opposite, that the Rams would be staying and Chargers and Raiders would be moving.
So we're
it shows you
again.
Those guys are morons.
Yep, absolutely.
Not us.
Not us. They should listen to us, actually.
But the big Westchester dog show is coming back up.
Westminster. Not
what did I say?
You said Westchester.
That's not correct?
Westminster. No. Westminster Kennel Club
What's
dog
the difference
show?
Between Westminster and Westchester?
One is a kennel club and one is a county in New York. Westminster Kennel Club. It's the biggest dog show in America. We've covered it every year that we've been on the air.
But I wanted to see what dogs people wanted us to cover this year.
Oh yeah, what dogs?
I want to cover the blue tick coonhound.
Those are nice dogs.
Or the red bone coonhound.
Those are nice dogs.
But tell us on the boards what dogs you want us to interview.
Yeah, that's right.
And we'll
read them haikus and do all sorts of things.
Last year we met a bunch of dogs.
We did. We met some nice dogs.
We had some fun.
I want to...
It was cold as hell.
We're just going to cover Boston Terriers as we
again?
Always do.
Isn't that what we did last year?
Yeah, I love them. I don't care.
I made a dumb joke about Boston, like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Uh-huh. You can do that same joke again. People love it. People on WFMU, they love it if you just do the same joke every week for like 20
again.
Years. Yeah, then you're going to be really popular.
Well, then we're going to have a long career.
I think we have
career.
To get off the air now.
We have to leave.
Okay, so it's time for Marconi Island. This has been Yay! Sportsy Talk on WFMU. You want to do the thing or do you want me to do the thing?
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM and online. We're everywhere at WFMU.org. Download our app. At the App Store, cool. WFMU. And
follow us on Twitter, Sportsy Talk at Sportsy Talk.
At Sportsy Talk.
At Sportsy Talk. On
He's got to put his thing in. Open one of those things.
Which one should I put?
Take out the one with Mojo Nixon. You know, if your store doesn't have Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixin', said the dead milkman.
That's stupid.
That was a great line.
All right.
If you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some
fixing. That's enough.
All
right, we're done. Thank you. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
Masterpiece, Murders in the Rue Morgue, inspires a new dimension in horror, a nightmare of suspense where terrifying dreams come true. Jason Robards defies the vengeance of a psychopathic killer who terrorizes a city. Murders in the Rue Morgue, rated GP.